A powerful explosion has rocked the Syrian capital, Damascus. An estimated 25 people have been killed and more than 46 others injured in the blast. Most of the casualties are civilians. The blast targeted a police bus in the central neighborhood of Medan. Anti-government protesters in Saudi Arabia have taken to the streets to demand the release of those detained in the oil-rich eastern province. Activists say there are over 30,000 political prisoners in the kingdom. People have been rallying almost every day after Saudi forces killed five demonstrators in November. In Bahrain, protesters demanding an end to the rule of the Al-Khalifa regime continue nationwide despite a heavy-handed crackdown. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have killed a number of protesters in recent days. Dozens have died since the start of the revolution in mid-February. In Yemen, anti-regime protesters have taken to the streets in several cities. They chanted slogans demanding the release of all political prisoners. The country's opposition has long been seeking the trial of the outgoing ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh and his henchmen for killing protesters. Thousands of protesters have poured onto the streets of the Jordanian capital Amman, demanding real reforms and a fight against corruption. The rally came one day after the country's political parties announced their plan to adopt a new strategy to speed up and stimulate reform efforts. The political bureau chief of Hamas is in Cairo to discuss Palestinian reconciliation efforts with Egyptian officials and the Arab League. Khaled Mashal has rejected any talks with Israel as a failed attempt, since Israel refuses to recognize Palestinian rights. Hamas and Fatah agreed to form a unity government back in May. Official figures say the Eurozone unemployment has reached an all-time record of 10.3% for the second consecutive month. The Eurostat data agency has estimated more than 16.3 million men and women were out of work in the 17-nation euro area in November. And finally, stock markets across Asia have fallen, while fresh concerns about Spain and Italy have led to more losses in the Eurozone. Meanwhile, the possibility that Spanish banks may face bad loans worth 50 billion euros has led to more losses in Europe.